Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
I was born in the United States, and my parents are Christian. I was raised in the Lutheran Church, and we attended church every Sunday. They had a catechism and a confirmation in which they teach the basic beliefs of the church, and I was confirmed in the Lutheran Church. And I went to college and got a degree in chemistry, and I think I was never really religious. In fact, I was more skeptical about what I was being told, although it seemed like there was something there that was true, but it was mixed with so much I couldn't determine what was true and what was false and what was being said. But I was very unimpressed with religious people in general. And then I went to medical school and graduated and went to residency for neurosurgery. And I learned about Islam, which in the United States I'd never really heard anything about Islam, and back in that time. What I learned about Islam, I believed was true, and I became a Muslim and married, and I've had 7 children, and
wow,
practiced neurosurgery, and I think you'd call it searching for the truth in everything, not just religion, trying to understand things and challenge things and refine what my knowledge of the truth is. And the Islam that I first belonged to was Sunni Islam. And then I similar to about Islam in general, and not having known anything about it growing up, I don't think I really even knew what Shia Islam or the Imams were. But when I learned, it was very obvious that was the truth. And so my journey continued. And probably 4 years ago or more, I made Hajj with my wife, and we were in Mecca. And I had a dream. We were in a hotel in which you could look right out and see the Kaaba. And I had 3 dreams in which I basically just closed my eyes and had a dream and opened them and told my wife and then closed my eyes. And one of them was I saw a building that was walls with no doors, and you could see through the walls. And inside it were 2 men that looked very similar, and they were kneeling on the ground, and one was teaching the other, and one was Imam Mehdi, alayhi salam. And there was people all around the building that were in ihram, and they were coming towards the building with their arms up, saying, "He's here, he's here, Imam Mehdi is here." And so I didn't know what that really meant, but I was kind of shocked. And it wasn't long after that I heard about the Imam alayhi salam, Imam Ahmed al-Hassan. And I think the first thing I heard from him was the Sermon of Hajj. And it was obvious that what he was saying was something I've never heard before. And I think the obviousness of Ahmed al-Hassan being true was just as obvious as Muhammad, peace be upon his progeny, being true, and Islam being the correct religion. And So we worked at that point. This was one of the first translations that they had done, was the Sermon of Hajj. And we, my wife and I, looked at this and we thought, boy, we really want to get more in English. And so we don't translate Arabic, but we teamed up with people who did, and we formed a translation team, and we started translating. We started translating and refining the English and confirming the correct translation. And we started with the sermons, and then we went to the books, and then our latest was Atheism Delusion. And so we've worked ever since we found out about Ahmad al-Hassan al-Islam to try to get his words as accurately translated into English so other people can read it for themselves.
Podcast. The Savior. Podcast. The Savior has arrived.